Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where the public is greatly agitated over one issue in particular right now. And does it have to do with the economy? A little bit. Does it have to do with crime? Certainly. Does it have to do with the general feeling that America is headed in the wrong direction? Yeah, that too. So what's the issue? The issue is homelessness and a new means of dealing with homelessness. It's in Portland, Oregon, which has one of the most troubling prevalence of homelessness on the streets and in the parks and everywhere in the Rose City, as Portland is known. They've come up with a perfect solution to homelessness, which is to set up empty tents to accommodate more homeless people on the streets. We will get to that in just a moment. But first, the question, what issue is making voters angry? This was a piece in Axios. And they report, homelessness is a potent issue in local elections nationwide this year. You don't have to wait till 2024, but it almost surely will be a potent issue in the 2024 election for the U.S. Senate and for House of Representatives and for governorships and, yes, for the presidency. In local elections nationwide this year, often coupled with fear and anger about crime, homelessness is a potent issue. Why it matters? The pressure is driving candidates and elected officials, even prominent Democrats, including New York Mayor Eric Adams and California Governor Gavin Newsom, to embrace hardline approaches like involuntary commitment and arrests to clear illegal encampments. The entangled problems of homelessness and crime helped oust Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot and now are poised to upend municipal races in Denver, Phoenix, and Salt Lake City. So why not Portland, where things are worse than Denver, Phoenix, or Salt Lake City? Well, let's introduce that with a proper spirit.
And now, another homeless solidarity moment from your cultural crusader.
Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I don't like work, and work don't like me. And that is the reason I am so hungry. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again.
Okay, that's basically, that's a 90-year-old recording. Homelessness isn't a new problem. But it was very different in the 1930s when that recording was made from what it is now. Because of why? Because of the prevalence of mental illness and addiction issues among homeless people. The headline is, activists plant empty tents to encourage homelessness in Portland, drug counselor says. Oregon has one of the highest rates of homelessness, but Portland's solution is all harm and no reduction. And the piece from Fox News begins, on a sidewalk littered with tarps, bicycles, and discarded food containers, one tent sat farther away from the rest. It was clean, with the rain fly removed, showcasing the vacant interior. This is an empty tent erected by activists to encourage people to live in tents, Kevin Dahlgren said. Kevin Dahlgren is a drug and alcohol counselor, and he is pictured looking into the empty tent. He reports, and it's hard to believe, that when you're not actually helping the permanent solutions the old homeless stay there, and the new homeless come in, and everything just grows. During his 27 years in social services, Dahlgren says he's seen a shift from permanent solutions to Band-Aid approaches. Oregon has one of the highest rates of homelessness in the nation. An estimated 18,000 people were homeless in the state during the nationwide count last year, 11,000 of whom were unsheltered, according to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. The state and its largest city, Portland, have struggled to reverse the trend. I haven't seen any really permanent solutions being offered to anybody, said Anthony, who told Fox News he became homeless earlier this year. The most that I've seen is just, you know, here, let me give you a really thin blanket. Let me give you a tent. Anthony told Dahlgren he's sober, so Dahlgren recommended he check out a traditional housing facility in North Portland. But Dahlgren called Portland's current approach to addiction and homelessness all harm and no reduction. They won't even offer the sobriety solution or the recovery solution, Dahlgren said. You're giving a person who already lacks critical thinking and rational thought the means to continue to use. And that's insane to me. And it feels really, really inhumane. This guy sounds terrific. We should have him on. He has worked in this field, worked to try to help people, and he can see why giving free tents that are set up near other existing encampments doesn't help. None of the homeless people Fox News spoke with hadn't been encouraged to get addiction treatment or to find a way off the streets. There's one named Matthew who said he's never even been approached by an outreach worker. I'm the first outreach worker to talk to him in 9 years in Portland, Oregon, Dahlgren said. I hear this every day. So where are they? With hundreds of unsanctioned camps spread out across 146 miles, quote, it's impossible to hire enough outreach workers to meaningfully connect people to services, including shelter. That's what Mayor Ted Wheeler, recently reelected, said in a recent video. This situation is appalling. The photographs are appalling. The numbers are appalling. About 80% of the homeless have a history of addiction, Dahlgren said. In the wake of Oregon's first-in-the-nation drug decriminalization effort, open-air drug use has become the norm, and bystanders have become desensitized. They'll do their drugs right in front of cops, and the cops don't do anything, Anthony said. Which, I mean, that's good that the cops aren't ruining their lives even more. How is that good? If the cops stop you, it's not ruining your life, it's maybe saving your life. Widespread fentanyl is increasing overdose deaths and desperation among Portland's homeless population, Dahlgren said, contributing to the city's rampant property crime. I don't, like, steal from stores. I try to keep everything, like, legal as best I can, said Josh, 33 years old, as he huddled in a doorway for warmth on a cold February day, a lighter clutched in his hand and a blackened piece of tinfoil at his feet. I personally just panhandle. What do you think that blackened tinfoil was about? It was about drugs, of course. Nonprofits in Portland distribute clean syringes, pipes, and overdose reversing naloxone. Terrific. Just what you need to get people off the streets, right? You give them more equipment to facilitate their drug habits. That should be the number one goal with homeless outreach, Dahlgren said. How do we make them self-sufficient? How do we make them thrive? How do we get them off the streets? Well, you don't do it by setting up more free tents that are set up next to already existing encampments. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We will be right back on the Medved Show with Is Biden Really Moving to the Center? Coming up.
Your outlet for outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael Medved.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It is my high honor and distinct privilege to introduce to you my friend,
Michael Medved.
Well, thank you, Vice President Pence. And Vice President Pence had a good weekend because of a successful speech at the Gridiron Club. And it's the kind of event, the Gridiron Club, that generally American presidents do attend. I don't know if Biden was invited this year or not. I don't know if Biden exists or not this year. There's a very popular pastor who has a TV show who says that he has proof and he heard from God that Biden doesn't exist. These are body doubles, but we will get to that. There is no question about Biden being associated with a shift to the center. The New York Times reports President Biden will formally approve a huge oil drilling project in Alaska known as Willow, despite widespread opposition because of its likely environmental and climate impacts. It is the latest sign that Biden is moving toward the political center after he said he would repeal a D.C. crime bill, and his administration said it wouldn't grant asylum to those passing through another country on their way to the United States. You probably heard about the more than 1,000 people in El Paso who tried to rush the bridge, and most of them Venezuelan immigrants, so they were definitely coming through another country. They were crossing over from Mexico to try to get into the United States, and Venezuela is such a hellhole, you got to feel some sympathy for them. But the idea that you're going to fight Border Patrol officers, and you're going to resist law enforcement who are ordering you to stop, and the fact that they are not allowing you to just come into the country impeded, this is a sign that Biden is moving to the center, because that particular episode appears to have been a success for the Border Patrol. They do not believe that most of the 1,000 people, including a bunch of families from Venezuela, actually made it into El Paso. This is also news. It says the idea that a latest sign that Biden is moving toward the political center after he said he would repeal a D.C. crime bill and his administration said it won't grant asylum to those passing through another country on their way to the United States. Vice President Kamala Harris and her allies are pointing fingers at members of their own party amid concerns among leading Democrats that she could be a campaign liability. Well, of course she's going to be a campaign liability. Of course she is, especially given the likelihood that the Republicans, because there are many people to choose from, whoever the Republican nominee is, you have all kinds of impressive people and impressive resumes to choose from. Not just Nikki Haley, though people talk about her, but Governor Noem of South Dakota. People are talking about Governor Sanders, Governor Huckabee Sanders of Arkansas, just elected. And Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa. Yes, there are Republicans who are far more credible than Kamala Harris. Apparently, Harris had a misunderstanding with Senator Elizabeth Warren, who was asked whether Harris should be Biden's running mate in 2024 during an interview in January. Warren has since called Harris twice to apologize, because she said, I don't know, I'm not sure, I can't answer that. And she has since called Harris twice to apologize, but the vice president hasn't returned the call. Biden has largely stayed quiet on the issue of whether he would support a U.S. ban on TikTok, a major unspoken problem for the president, according to political strategists, is that trying to force an outright ban on TikTok, as many Republicans are seeking, would sacrifice what is emerging as a vital campaign asset for Democrats with the 2024 election season looming. So lots of problems on the left. And on the right, there was this CNN report of Mike Pence speaking at the Gridiron Dinner in Washington, D.C. Listen.
Big news in the GOP presidential primary last night as former Vice President Mike Pence went further than he ever has before behind closed doors at the Gridiron Dinner here in Washington, describing his harrowing experience at the Capitol on January 6th and delivering a blistering new line of attack against his former boss and, frankly, many in his own party, saying about that day, quote, "Tourists don't injure 140 police officers by sightseeing. Make no mistake about it. What happened that day was a disgrace." and it mocks decency to portray it in any other way. I know that history will hold Donald Trump accountable.
That's about as clear as it could be. And it kind of goes to what Mike Pence used as a gag line, but I think he meant it. He said, look, I want to make it very clear that people ask me, would I support a candidate who is nominated by the Republican Party? Would I support anybody who is nominated by the Republican Party, the nominee of my party? And he said, I will absolutely, without any hesitation, as long as it's me. Which I think is an accurate answer. Given the bad blood and the behavior of Donald Trump on January 6th and leading up to January 6th, can anyone blame Vice President Pence from hesitating about giving a blanket, an advanced endorsement for President Trump? The Florida Governor Ron DeSantis argued the culture war agenda that brought him national attention. This is in his first trip to Iowa. And he said it isn't just good policy, it can help Republicans on win elections. He raised again the woke ideology that has infected American institutions such as education, healthcare, and business. DeSantis took a veiled swipe at Trump by saying that his administration in Florida gets things done without a palace intrigue. And that all leaves us with the idea, will Biden be the nominee? There's actually a voice that's saying that Biden can't be the nominee because he doesn't exist anymore. I don't know what exactly happened to him, but we will go to that theory of Biden and body doubles and more coming up on the Medved Show, in addition to an episode at Stanford, which illustrates just how wrong the whole woke agenda can become, and wrong and warped. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Your voice will matter.
The Michael Medved Show.
So I just got one question for you. Are you fired up?
Your outlet.
Are you ready to go?
For outrage.
Fired up.
This is ready the Michael Medved Show.
Let's go change the world.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is reassuring the nation that the banking system is safe following the failure of two banks.
All customers who had deposits in these banks can rest assured. I want to rest assured they'll be protected and they'll have access to their money as of today.
The president referring to customers who had accounts with California's Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in New York. He said the banking losses won't be borne by taxpayers, but will instead come from fees banks pay into the deposit insurance fund. A bridge that connects Mexico to Texas is back open after more than 1,000 migrants rushed it. The mostly Venezuelan migrants stormed the bridge on the border with El Paso after hearing that the border may be open for express asylum. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says winters in the U.S. are getting warmer. They say the average temperature in the United States this winter was 34.9 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 2.7 degrees above average. John Schaefer, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Politics to pop culture, and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a pastor named Hank Kuhneman. I'd never heard of him before, but he apparently has a very successful ministry. It is called One Voice Ministries, and he asserted over the weekend in his Sunday sermon to a large congregation, a large television audience, that Joe Biden's administration does not exist, and that the president had been replaced with a body double. How does he know? Different looking earlobes. Pretty suspicious. In a Sunday sermon, Kuhneman told his eager congregation that woke endeavors would fail. It sounded like this.
A fake administration, 46, that does not exist. Interesting that God said that from the very start, November 4th. This is a fake administration. It doesn't exist. Why would he say that? And then you got a guy, when I look at pictures, I don't know how many guys are trying to be him. Oh, you're a conspiracist. No, I'm a realist. I'm a cartoonist. I can recognize when somebody doesn't look the same. First of all, you got different looking eyes, different looking head, different looking earlobes. Well, Pastor, you're just one of those conspiracies. I don't read conspiracies. I don't even listen to the news. I'm just telling you, when I've seen pictures, I'm like, what are you trying to do? You're trying to pull the wool over our eyes. And I ain't buying it because I ain't deceived. That's just a side note because I had to put a little political commentary in there. Look at Revelation 13, verse 8. Oh, look him up. I even matched his signatures once. Somebody said to me, like, ain't it the same signature? Boy, some people are mad right now. Don't mess with my Biden. Well, no, B-Y-E-D-O-N-E. Biden. There you go. I'm not playing their game. Thank you.
He has also described himself as a prophet. And which I guess And whenever somebody says, I'm not into conspiracy theories, they're probably just getting ready to try to get you to accept a particularly preposterous conspiracy theory. I mean, this is genuinely sad. And it's also too bad. Speaking of conspiracy theories, there was a program at Stanford University, and it's been written about in the National Review. It will be written about elsewhere. The president of the university has now apologized. But it's really incredible when you listen to it, because this is at Stanford Law School, which is one of the top-rated law schools in the United States. It's no Yale, but it's an awfully good law school. And they brought in a district appellate judge, Fifth Circuit judge, Stuart Kyle Duncan. He was speaking for a Federalist Society event, and he was speaking on the topic of the Fifth Circuit in conversation with the Supreme Court, COVID, guns, and Twitter. And sounds interesting. I mean, if you're interested in the legal issues at all. And it sounded like this when Judge Kyle Duncan was trying to speak. Listen.
So you've invited me to speak here, and I've been heckled nonstop. And I'm just asking for the minister to sign the
If you want the opposite of my hands, you've gotten what you wanted. Take it. But do you want an echo chamber? What's the issue?
Can I help?
I guess I have all their remarks.
They're
not letting me
get
it.
Go.
Okay, and then they finally got an administrator to step up, and the administrator didn't, he did quiet the students down, but he did that by attacking the judge. Listen.
I just say I'm deeply uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable because this event is tearing at the fabric of this community that I care about and I'm here to support. And I don't know, and I have to ask myself, and I'm not a cynic to ask this, is the juice worth the squeeze? It is an aesthetic. But for many people in this hospital who work here, who study here, and who live here, your advocacy, your opinions from the bench, land as absolute disenfranchisement of their rights and does land. And it impacts directly their people, humans, their families, and their communities. And I'm uncomfortable, and it's uncomfortable to say this to you as a person. It's uncomfortable to say that for many people here, your work has caused harm. Has caused harm. And I know that must be uncomfortable to hear. I know that must be.
Has caused harm? And the administrator ended on a slightly more reasonable note by saying that students who don't want to listen to him should simply leave the room. Well, they didn't listen.
And I hope if you learn anything, if you can listen through, you can listen through your partisan lens, the hyper-political lens, and just look and see human beings who are asking you to take care. And like all guests on our campus, we ask that you come with good intentions and respect. And I do want to hear your remarks, and I do want to say thank you for protecting the free speech that we value here of our speakers and of our protesters. And I want to remind you all of one thing. I chose to be here today. You all chose to be here today. Many people go before Judge Duncan who do not necessarily choose to be there. And they have to listen to everything he says. Literally thousands of people. You have a choice. You do not need to stay here if this is not where you want to be. You can stay here if this is where you want to be right now. But make that choice. If you do choose to stay here, I do think we should give space to hear what
Judge Duncan has to say. And I hope that also you will take question and answer and comment section to say what you need to say and to ask the questions you need to ask.
Okay, this has provoked an apology from the president of Stanford. And he got back a letter from Judge Duncan where he made clear that his problem was not with the students, because they're Stanford students and they're told that this is somehow, it's would damage them to even listen to him speak, but with the administrators, who suggest that if you hear an opinion you don't like, or with which you might disagree, you don't even know because you haven't listened to any of it. By the way, speaking about opinions you don't like, Stanford University, this is on NBC, is condemning an anti-Semitic incident on campus in which swastikas and an image resembling Hitler were left on a student's dorm door. The images were discovered on whiteboard affixed to the door Friday morning in what the Stanford administration described as a brazen threat to an individual student. The school said in a letter to students, the campus public safety department is investigating it as a hate crime. The school also posted a notice to its protected identity harm site where incidents of hateful and discriminatory conduct can be reported. Purposefully intimidating and threatening people based on protected identities is antithetical to Stanford's values, the notice said. Anti-Semitism and other acts of hate and intolerance are unacceptable at this campus. What about the acts of shouting down a federal jurist who's been appointed? He was appointed by President Trump. He's been confirmed by the Senate. He is serving with distinction, and he's willing to come speak to them. It's unbelievable. We will be right back on The Medved Show.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
Save us from the madness.
It's The Michael Medved Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, concerning that Stanford incident, president of Stanford, whose name is Mark Tessier Levine, and the dean of Stanford Law School, whose name is Jenny Martinez, issued a joint letter of apology to Judge Kyle Duncan for the violations of university policies on speech that prevented him from speaking last Thursday is when that happened. The president of Stanford and the dean of the law school wrote, "We write to apologize for the disruption of your recent speech at Stanford Law School. As has already been communicated to our community, what happened was inconsistent with our policies on free speech, and we are very sorry about the experience you had while visiting our campus." And he wrote back, and he said, "I appreciate receiving President Mark Tessier Levine's and Stanford Law Dean Jenny Martinez's written apology for the disruption of my speech at the law school. I am pleased to accept their apology. I hope a similar apology is tendered to the persons in the Stanford Law School community most harmed by the mob action, the members of the Federalist Society who graciously invited me to campus. Such an apology would also be a useful step toward restoring the law school's broader commitment to the many, many students at Stanford who, while not members of the Federalist Society, nonetheless welcome robust debate on campus. Finally, the apology promises to take steps to make sure this kind of disruption does not occur again, given the disturbing nature of what happened. Clearly, concrete and comprehensive steps are necessary. I look forward to learning what measures Stanford plans to take to restore a culture of intellectual freedom." And meanwhile, there's also an issue that the Biden administration believes involves freedom, which is the issue of banning, as Florida has, as along with a growing number of other states, to prohibit gender-affirming procedures, which means operations that change your body forever, and prescriptions for minors with gender dysphoria. This is for people under the age of 18. it is the only state to do so not through legislative action, but through a vote of its medical boards. Here is President Biden talking about federal legislation that he would favor to overcome that prohibition. Clip 7.
But transgender kids is a really harder thing. What's going on in Florida is, as my mother would say, close to sinful. I mean, it's just terrible what they're doing. It's not like, you know, a kid wakes up one morning and says, you know, I decided I want to become a man, or I want to become a woman, or I want to change. I mean, what are they thinking about here? They're human beings. They love. They have feelings. They have inclinations that are, I mean, it just to me is, I don't know, it's cruel. And the way we do it is we make sure we pass legislation like we passed on same-sex marriage. You mess with that, you're breaking the law, and you're going to be held accountable.
Okay, but you're talking here not about people in same-sex marriage who might be 20 or 25. You're talking about kids who might be 12. And the idea that there should be some restrictions on this kind of radical procedure on children, even if their parents favor it, before they've even entered puberty. There's studies in Sweden that have just shown conclusively that a very high percentage, probably a majority, of young people who get so-called gender-affirming surgery or treatment, where they take hormones to stop them from developing in the sex in which they were created or in which they were born, this affects you permanently. You can't get over it. And it turns out that a lot of the children who have gone through this procedure want it reversed. They want to go back to being the sex in which they were born. And this is why it's so radical and so inappropriate and so depressing to hear a transgender journalist speaking with Ali Velshi on CNN and basically saying there's something Nazi-like about preventing what is a very brutal and life-changing procedure that they're trying to restrict to people who are grown up or at least have completed puberty. Listen, 13.
I think that what we're seeing across the board right now is a road test for authoritarianism in the United States. How can you sort of separate, demonize, stigmatize an entire group of people in order to build the type of society that religious zealots want? And they're trying this. And eerily, what I get confused by is why people don't see that that's what's happening, don't understand that in some ways that we are. This is a prototype, just like the early 1930s were in Germany. I'm not saying that this is an equivalent period in terms of what.
No, but they did. But they did road test everything in 1930s Germany, right? They went after trans and gay people first, and they tried that out. And society was like, well, I don't really understand them, and it doesn't really matter to me.
That's exactly right. And the same thing is happening here.
Sorry, let him continue. Okay, it's exactly wrong. And again, there are whole books written about this. This is one of the myths about Hitler. The early Nazi Party, and the creator of the SA, which used to be together with the SS, was gay. His name was Siegfried Röhm. And they had the Night of the Long Knives, where, yes, Hitler had them all killed, but that was a struggle for power. And the idea that Hitler road-tested attacking the Jews on gay people or trans people. First of all, the whole idea of trans people is not something that existed until the day before yesterday. And it's an absurdity. It's an absurdity to say that it is appropriate for children. Before they have even experienced being a mature male or a mature female. Meanwhile, speaking of mature males and females, the film that was the big winner last night, 7 Oscars, including Best Picture, it became only the 3rd film in Hollywood history to win 3 of the 4 acting awards. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Michelle Yeoh, the veteran martial arts star of major film hits like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and Crazy Rich Asians, now stars as a middle-aged proprietor of a struggling American laundromat who faces major challenges from an IRS agent played by Jamie Lee Curtis. In the surprise hit and Oscar contender, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Now available on multiple streaming services.
Mrs. Wang, are you with us?
I am paying attention.
I can see where this story is going.
It does not look good.
And despite the acclaim and popularity that this unusual, unconventional, frequently incoherent film has accumulated, this nearly 2.5 hour slog doesn't look good to me either. Rated R for frequent scenes of mostly comic violence, 2 stars for what may be one of the most overrated pictures of the year. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And I stand by that review, even though we did it some time ago. I recognize the inventiveness of the film and the whole idea of the hot dog fingers, and there's a sort of a sword fight there with sex toys, which is considered to be one of the dramatic and creative highlights. And yes, there's a giant everything bagel. You know, everything bagels are supposed to have all the different seasonings in them. It has its moments. I'm happy for the stars and for their comeback, and I hope they make a more coherent and watchable movie next time. I know that we're going to get angry comments on my less than thrilled commentary. I did like the Oscar show. Next time on the MedVed Show tomorrow, we'll be talking to Ilan Berman about Israel approaching a red line as Iran's nuclear dreams near fulfillment. Peter Coy of the New York Times will talk about the depth of the bank collapses. Is it going to spread across the country, or is it getting controlled? And then the rise of father absence and its attendant social ills, more damage than we even believed before, to this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.